Let's face it, we all love to be wooed. But when trying to win over business and get ahead in China's competitive business world, one of the ways some government officials are using to win over the business of potential customers is by taking them to a very luxurious and exclusive banquet full of dishes from endangered species like turtle soup, shark fin soup, abalone and sea cucumbers. However, China's government sees this as corruptive behaviour, and it's getting out of hand, and they want to try and put an end to the high-end banquet. Jake Morecambe chatted with UTS's Michael Fabiani, a recipient of Chinese hospitality in the past, about what it was like to be wine and dine Chinese style.
Yeah, I've been to lots of banquets, generally not the very high-end ones, and yeah, we wouldn't be eating the high-end seafood so much. But
this is Michael Fabini. Michael is from the University of Technology Sydney and has done a lot of research into Chinese seafood consumption. And he's flashing back to when he used to live in China.
Yeah, I went out regularly with friends, with work colleagues and so on, sampled all sorts of different things.
What was the weirdest?
Yeah. Well, I've ate plenty of sea cucumber, which I got quite used to in the end. But
What do they taste like? Like, what does a sea cucumber taste like?
I guess you could say they're a bit like a sponge in that they taste like whatever you cook them in. So a little bit like tofu in that, you know, you can cook it in a certain type of sauce and chewy and gluggy. And, you know, if you cook them in a nice sauce, then they'll taste quite nice. To get ahead in Chinese professional context, it's typical to go out and eat a meal together. And in higher end professional context, very rich people, they'll go out and essentially eat a seafood banquet together. In these banquets, they'll eat a range of dishes, and there's certain types of seafood dishes that typically need to get served. Shark fin, live reef food fish, so coral trout that get exported from Australia and so on.
Coral trout?
Yeah, so these are groupers. They're caught in northern Australia and exported into Hong Kong and China mostly.
In terms of just luxury, why seafood? Like what is so luxurious about seafood that gathers everyone or the governmental professionals around a banquet? Why not something else?
I mean, there are other dishes as well that are quite high class or luxury, but seafood's got particular status, partly because it's very closely associated with Cantonese cuisine. So Cantonese cuisine is regarded as one of the eight great culinary traditions of China, and since the 1980s, when Chinese economy sort of really began to boom and take off, Cantonese cuisine became much more popular throughout the country. So the middle class has emerged, more and more people could afford to eat nice, expensive cuisines and so on. So you saw this banquet culture sort of expand throughout the country. One thing that's happened recently is there's been a crackdown against the high-end banquet culture. Xi Jinping has led a president of China. Mm-hmm. A very intense anti-corruption campaign over the last few years. One of his main sort of policy goals has been to crack down on corruption among government officials. And so one of the specific actions he's taken is to really target these government banquets.
What's the tie-in there between these governmental officials and the banquets? Is it the consumption of shark fin, or why is he cracking down on anti-corruption? In what respect?
So these banquets are sort of seen as an example of corruption because they're basically about private business people and government officials getting together to do deals and gorge themselves on expensive seafood in the process. And so they're sort of seen as an example of low-level corruption, essentially. But because a large proportion of what gets eaten at these banquets is this high-end seafood, you've seen consumption rates of shark fin and other types of luxury seafood go down a lot in the last few years.
So I guess that's a benefit to come along with it as well.
Yeah, it's been an interesting indirect consequence of the government's anti-corruption policy.